This is TWiT.
Now, I love the idea of a smart TV, but does it also have to be nosy? Samsung's smart TVs include voice recognition options that allow users to control their television with voice commands. Buried deep within the company's privacy policy, however, it says, please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party. After this information spread on Reddit, The Daily Beast, and The Guardian, Samsung was quick to point out that those third parties are not advertisers, but services that will use the information to improve the voice recognition technology. Siri, Hey Google, and Amazon's Echo did not return my phone calls for this story. New York's Financial Services Department says that in the wake of the recent Anthem health insurance hack, a wave of phishing emails has already begun to hit some of the 80 million people whose personal information was exposed. The phishing emails vary in content and delivery and proper grammar, but some are designed to prey on the very fear of being a victim of the hack. Many emails reportedly offer victims access to free credit monitoring, like Target did after they were hacked, and encourages unsuspecting users to click on links that are malicious themselves. A spokesperson from Anthem says the company hasn't even begun to contact their customers, and when they do, it will not be through email or phone, but by good old-fashioned mail or through a voice coming out of their televisions. I'm just kidding about that last part. Today, Twitter released their twice-yearly transparency report that includes government requests for account information, government requests for content removal, and DMCA takedown and counter notices. The report still doesn't list secret orders that Twitter receives from the NSA and other U.S. intelligence agencies because they're not allowed to. You'll remember that last year, Twitter filed a lawsuit in federal court seeking to provide more detail about the data requests the company received from government officials. Now, according to today's transparency report, government requests for specific user account information has increased over 40% since the company's last transparency report in July 2014. But Twitter says the requests affect only a millionth of 1% of users, so your tweets about whether the Grammys should have gone to Beck or Beyonce are probably safe.